AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The famous Sunshine Skyway Bridge spanning the mouth of Tampa Bay has been closed. Anyone thinking of evacuating around Tampa, Florida, don't have a lot of time left. Signs of Milton are already being seen, wind and rain. Milton is tilting between a Category 4 and Category 5 hurricane. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis concedes.
And unfortunately, there will be fatalities. Like, I don't think there's any way around it when you have storm surge that could be 10 feet.
In Tampa, the city is still working to gather debris from Hurricane Helene in advance of Milton's arrival. One elderly couple is riding out a hurricane in a shelter for the first time. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Tom and Phyllis Pearson planned to leave West Bradenton for their son's house in Tallahassee, but traffic was so bad.
We did realize that there's no way we can get up there.
So they found a shelter at a school.
You meet a lot of nice people, you know. Everybody's worried about the same thing.
They brought creature comforts.
Little snacks and stuff like that. We brought our laptops, of course, cell phones, chargers.
Phyllis Pearson notes they've lived in Florida nearly 40 years.
As far as hurricanes go, this is by far the worst one that I know of in the history of Florida.
And she's urging others to stay safe.
Property can be rebuilt or redone, but people are a treasure.
I'm Sagar Magani.
For the first time in weeks, President Biden is talking by phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Israel is expanding its ground incursion into Lebanon and is considering how to respond to Iran's recent ballistic missile attack. Palestinians say a large-scale Israeli operation in northern Gaza has killed dozens of people. X, formerly known as Twitter, began returning to Brazil after remaining inaccessible for more than a month following a clash between X's owner, Elon Musk, and a justice on Brazil's highest court. This is AP News. 96-year-old Ethel Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy's widow, is in a hospital after suffering a stroke.
Her family did not identify the hospital or where she suffered the stroke, but they said it happened Thursday morning in her sleep. She was with her husband Robert in 1968 when he was shot and killed at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, just after winning the Democratic presidential primary in California. Her brother-in-law, President Kennedy, had been assassinated in Dallas less than 5 years earlier. Ethel is the last remaining member of the extended Kennedy family generation that included President Kennedy. Her family says she's getting the best care possible in the hospital, resting comfortably, and is surrounded by family. I'm Rita Foley.
A Turkish Airlines jetliner headed from Seattle to Istanbul made an emergency landing in New York after the captain died on board. The pilot lost consciousness at some point after Flight 204 took off. He died before the plane landed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.